The bells could wake the dead. They throw you from your bunk to the floor. Even if you're awake, they jar you to sudden consciousness and instantly define your future. When they stop, the calmness of the dispatcher's voice is always a surprise. Company 10, Box 5150, report of a commercial structure fire, 6800 block of Main Street. It's a little before dawn. I'm in the kitchen. I walk to the truck bay, and the younger guys stumble out from the bunk room. I step into my boots, pull my bunker pants up, swing on my coat, and grab my helmet. Once in the cab, someone yells, "We're all set!" The truck rolls out of the station with air horns and sirens wailing. In my headphones, I hear the captain key his mic. "Headquarters, Engine 10 is responding." Immediately, the dispatcher comes back. "Engine 10, we've received 70 calls for a working fire." The truck leaps forward as the driver punches the pedal to the floor. The diesel engine roars and someone yells, "Yee-haw!" Someone else yells, let's go, we can be first in!" Struggling to pull my hood on and fasten the harness to my breathing apparatus, the truck bucks from side to side. I hang the mask from my neck, put my helmet on, and cinch it tight. Then I throw an ID tag on the floor. Seats have assignments, and this morning I'm sitting in the hydrant seat. My mind races as I go over what I need to do. Which engine is this? Where's the hydrant bag? God, I hope it's not one of those old hydrants. But in what seems like only a moment, the truck stutters to a sudden stop in a whoosh of air brakes. The captain yells, "The hydrant's on the corner! We're laying in!" Out the door, I hit the pavement and run to the back of the truck. I grab the hydrant bag and reach for the strap on the large diameter hose. I pull, and the first section of the hose falls to the ground with a slap. I turn and drag it to the hydrant, loop the hose around and back over itself. I grab the mic to my radio and say, "Engine 10, hydrant, go!" The truck lurches back to life, takes off down the street, disappearing into a cloud of thick smoke, leaving me behind, alone, to finish the hydrant. No more bells, no more sirens, just the sound of my own breathing and the rushing water as it fills the hose.